right, Sports Talk with Corey Clark. He got his own drum roll here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Let's welcome him, Eric Crocker, former NFL, AFL cornerback. Spent a brief time with the New York Jets. He's an Arena Bowl champion, has that in his back pocket. 16 career interceptions, 159 and a half tackles throughout his career. He also hosts the podcast Press Coverage, and you can find Eric on Twitter at Eric_Crocker. Eric, it's an honor to have you on Sports Talk with Corey Clark here. How you doing, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Thank you for the intro.
Yeah, I got you. I know you're going to help us break down the NFL here in this segment. Before we do that, take me back to your playing days, Eric. What's the game of football brought to you throughout your life?
Oh, man, you know, it opened so many doors for me. I think more than anything, it was just a lifelong love and passion for the game. I was blessed to kind of live out a dream and be able to, you know, make it to the NFL. And, I mean, those things when you're a kid, it's like, man, I want to do this. But along the way, I kind of lost hope of having that that experience. And really, I was just kind of playing to get an education and tell my son, hey, I went to college. And, you know, one thing kind of led to another. And, you know, I was able to kind of play football for a bunch of years and make some solid money, man. And it was just really kind of surreal and, you know, just a blessing. Great experience. And, yeah, I can't say enough about it. It was cool.
That's awesome, Eric. Eric Crocker joining us, former NFL, AFL cornerback. It's been a brief offseason with the New York Jets, Arena Bowl champion. Eric, what are you most excited about heading to the NFL season this year?
Oh, man, you know, well, obviously, I mean, I just love football, so anytime I get the chance to digest some football, sit down and watch it, like I'm going to do that. But, you know, my 49ers, we don't know what to expect, you know. So I think even if I wasn't a 49er fan, I think it would be a good storyline because it's such a, are they going to be a playoff team or are they going to be, a 5-win team? Like, you really have no idea. We don't have any idea, you know. I think that's kind of one of the more intriguing storylines, how the 49ers do. Can Jimmy Garoppolo play 16 games? And if he does, what will that look like? So I'm really looking forward, probably more than anything, just seeing, you know, do my 49ers kind of give me something to root for.
Is it me or am I mistaken that I saw Jimmy Garoppolo throw 5 straight completions that were all interceptions the other day in practice? Is that right?
Yeah. And that's it, yeah. It's very interesting. That was when I first heard that. I was like, wow. You know, now I heard the details on how some of it happened. You know, one was like tipped and bounced off the receiver's hands right into a DB's hands and, you know, these different things. But, you know, Jimmy, he's known to kind of force some things sometimes. And I think defensive backs can take advantage of that and kind of, you know, intercept some passes. And, you know, obviously we're hoping that it's just something where, you know, he's trying to do some things that he probably wouldn't do in the game and, you know, kind of learn from different things or, okay, maybe I shouldn't throw here or there. But, you know, he hasn't played a lot of football. And I think that's something that I think people kind of talk about it a little bit, but he, 10 career starts, I believe. That's not a ton of football. So, you know, he's going to make his mistakes. He's going to have his ups and downs, but he definitely has the ability to play well. You know, he just has to play more football, really.
All right, you do a great job breaking down wide receivers and defensive backs. I see it on your social media, and I've listened to your podcast. Hard-hitting question for you, Eric. Who's the best wide receiver and defensive back currently in the NFL?
Ooh, Julio Jones and Jalen Ramsey. With the receivers, it's kind of I'm always torn between Julio, Antonio Brown, and obviously, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is in that category. My favorite receiver is Odell Beckham, but he just hasn't really fully put it together like the other guys. But I say Julio, man. He's just the freakiest guy. He's consistent. He puts up incredible numbers every year, and I don't think it's because of just a high-volume passing game or high-volume targets. I think he's just that good. I don't think you can't guard him at all one-on-one. He can run by any DB in the league. Even at his age, man, it's not like he's just, like, super young still. You know, I think we look at some of these receivers, and they've been doing it for a long time, and we kind of look at them as young guys. But Julio's a little older now, man, and he's still playing at an elite level. I mean, what did he have last year, like 1,600 yards, Yeah. He does that in his sleep. So, yeah, Julio, man, on a receiver, then defensive back, Jalen Ramsey, he challenges guys. He can play off coverage. He can play press. He follows your number one receiver around. So, you know, his PFF numbers might not be as high as some other guys, but he takes on the challenge of guarding the opposing team's best receiver week in and week out, no matter where they line up, whether it's outside, whether it's in the